You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It is Worry Week, and my name is Lillian Hanley. I'm back for a little bit. Student life is the topic for this week's Worry Week. It has come to our attention that an appeal has gone out to University of Auckland students from the Vice-Chancellor of the university for donations to go towards establishing a student emergency and wellbeing fund. As a recently former student, I have to say that an emergency fund does seem like a great idea, but why would you be asking the students themselves to pay for this? Possibly we have got our wires crossed, which is essentially why I'm doing this investigation. But particularly, I thought it was a bit strange when there seems to be, well, Stuart McCutcheon makes a lot of money. Let's just say that. So I wanted to find out more. Okay, we need to know who is being asked to donate, whether the university itself is contributing to the fund, what exactly the fund will be used for, and so on. So I made some phone calls. I called the Alumni Relations and Development Office, which was the number available on the document. Now, that indicates that they're focusing on alumni, but the person who received this letter is actually a current student. So I got their answer machine, so I called the general number for the office, and I got put on to somebody else, and then I got put on to somebody else. I got told to leave my number, and somebody would get back to me. I then emailed the Vice-Chancellor's office directly. I tried that number. They put me on to the media person, who's also going to get back to me. Basically, we don't exactly know how this fund works as of yet, but I am going to continue investigating. Because Stuart McCutcheon, the University of Auckland's current Vice-Chancellor, is on a salary of upwards of $700,000 a year. So I'm unsure why exactly there is an appeal toward current students to finance this fund. If this appeal is only directed at alumni, that might make more sense. So essentially, I went and wanted to find out more. Connor Mercer went downstairs and talked to some students about what they thought.
It is. Well, do you think it's a bit odd that students are being asked to contribute to the student fund, or is that something reasonable that we should expect?
I think maybe there's a couple students who can do that, but it shouldn't be in the expectation of the students, and I think it should be more about the alumni representing because they've actually got full-time work.
Do you think that if you were a student who contributed to the fund and then later in the future you needed assistance, they would give you a right to jump the ladder, jump the queue there because you've pitched in?
No, I think a donation is a donation and that we need to be able to do things that are selfless, but I think everyone, and it, like, if I've had the ability in the past to do that, maybe I've got a good support network, and maybe there are people who have never had the ability to donate in the past that really need it more than me.
So it should be a non-discriminatory fund.
Yeah, it should be non-discriminatory and based on need.
The Vice-Chancellor, as of 2016, earned $720,000 annually. Do you think it's a bit rich for him to be asking students to contribute to the fee? And I don't know what his contributions are, but do you think there's a bit of an imbalance there?
Yeah, I think so, and I think there's definitely a balance around, like, also some of the money that goes into other sort of admin-y jobs around the university. And I met, you know, the Vice-Chancellor's got, like, you know, a lot of value to the university, but there are other jobs that sort of like, well, shouldn't we be putting more money into this than into other things?
But I will say that it's pretty rich to ask students to financially donate to support other students who are in financial trouble when we're all kind of in the same boat.
Well, we are both receiving student hardship.
Yes.
And so I think it's a bit ridiculous to ask students who are like the kind of one of the poorest demographics in the country to donate when there are a lot of richer people that they could ask, you know.
Do you guys think that if you are a student who does contribute to this fund, in the future, if you needed assistance, would you have a right to easier access to that fund? Would you be moved to the top of the list because you've contributed in the past? Is that how the fund should operate?
So. I don't think it would work like that.
It's sort of more as a available fund for everyone who needs it at the time, right?
Yeah. But I think the government should fund that. I mean, it's not our responsibility as, like, poor students who can't have full-time work to contribute to that.
I need the money most.
Yeah, I mean, it seems strange that for the people who need to be applying for this fund, they need to be the ones contributing to it. Also, the thought I had was that if you contributed to it, right, and then you in the future needed financial assistance, does that give you a right to jump the queue?
You having to help out other students puts you in a bad position as well.
Absolutely.
You're just going to be bouncing.
Have you guys ever, you know, taken use of the fund? Did you know it was available?
No, I didn't. I never knew it was available.
We need it.
Yeah, we need it.
Yeah, exactly.
We just started flatting this year and we're so broke. Like,
would you be in a position to contribute,
Definitely not, a little bit, anything like that?
Definitely not, no.
I literally count my dollars at the laundromat.
Do you think it's a bit rich for the Chancellor to be asking for funds when...
Yeah, I mean, if he earns $720,000 a year...
It's a bit of cash.
Yeah.
It's a bit of cash.
Surely you could take 10 grand off that and chuck it at the student fund a year. That would maybe help a bit.
And then... During the wire, about 10 minutes ago, we got a call back from the Alumni Relations and Development Office. Anastasia Papadakis is from the Annual Giving Office, and she was able to tell us a bit more and actually explain how it works, because it turns out that they are not sending it to students.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, thanks for getting back to me.
No problem.
So I think it's a great idea, this wellbeing fund thing. I think it needs to happen, obviously. My first thought, though, was immediately when the Vice-Chancellor is on such a high salary, what's the point of appealing to, or isn't it, it's a bit, it seems a bit funny that he would appeal to students currently to make donations towards this fund.
So I think your friend would have received the letter. We send this out to any alumni who have made a gift to a scholarship or prize before, or if they've received a scholarship or prize before. So she might have received a scholarship or prize, and that would be why she would have received the letter. And has she come back to do some postgraduate study?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we work from the alumni database, so I didn't have access to those records. So what I can do is, if you tell her, if she lets me know, we can make sure to take her off this mailing list until she graduates again. She's she might not feel she's in a position to donate just yet.
I see.
So that would have been why she would have received it.
Right. Okay. So, well, if I mean, are you only working from the alumni database, or are you? How else is it being funded?
This particular fund. So we actually have. There already exists a student emergency fund that some staff give to, but I'm sure, as you know, when you study at uni, some people really just need an extra little bit of help in an emergency for unexpected financial situations. And we were working with Campus Life and we saw a need for this. So we've created this fund and going out to our alumni community who've been there, who know what it's like to be a student in need, to set this up for students who are really struggling. And the other side of the fund will be to look after wellbeing activities. Being at university can be a really exciting time, and it can also be quite a stressful time. And so equipping students with the tools that they need to get through high-stress situations and overcome difficult situations is really important. I know when I was a student, I actually personally struggled with depression, and there were some great resources there, but I see what's being done now and I think, wow, you know, if we can do more of this, it would be really great to help these students. So it's a sort of a two-pronged fund that will be funded by our alumni community. It also lets students know we've been through it, we know what it's like, and we're really here to support you.
Absolutely. I totally agree that, I mean, the fund is a great idea. Does it not come across, though, as a bit of an insult when you get a letter addressed from the Vice-Chancellor who's on upwards of 700 grand a year?
I can't comment on that side of things. We have it come from him because, you know, he's the figurehead of the university, and... we wanted to show that the community, the university really supports the idea of creating this fund and see it as an important thing. So you'll have to direct the other part of a question through to his office.
I will.
Yep.
I'm wondering, though, do you know if he donates himself?
I'm not sure if I am able to comment on that, actually. Yep. Sorry.
That's cool.
You can probably ask him as well.
Okay. When will this fund be up and running?
It's up and running now. So, okay.
So it's just an ongoing thing?
Yep. So we've just launched it and I've made a donation to it. I'm very excited. And basically, as soon as we get the money in, we'll be working with Campus Life to distribute that for students in need.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Maybe I'll give Stuart a call.
Okay. Do you have I can send you through some his EA's email address for that.
I've contacted her and she's passed me on to somebody. So I'll keep following it up.
Okay.
All good. Thank you very
much.
Thanks.
Bye. Cheers.
As you heard, I still haven't heard from Stuart McCutcheon, but we will let you know if we're able to find out whether he donated or not.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.